When crops consistently fail, you take what you can find. Who cares if normally only cattle eat cactus? And boiled up, it fills a gap for a while.
The village is in a very bad situation. No food, no water. That is the biggest issue in this region. We need help to solve this because people are living on cactus. That's all there is.
In the regional capital of Ambuvombe, a woman has brought her 7-month-old daughter to hospital after she became seriously ill with diarrhea and vomiting.
Every day we eat what we pick up along the road, like red cactus fruits. I'm exhausted and I just can't breastfeed my baby because I'm so hungry. I have no milk in my breast. If there is no food, we just drink water and sleep.
Here in the malnutrition unit, they're preparing for a big influx in December and January.
We're going into what is called the lean season. So it's a time when it's very difficult for families to grow their own food, harvest their own food. There's a lack of rainfall. We expect cyclones to start appearing sometime in the new year. And so this is the time when families are really forced to forage for food. And so there are estimates that around 480,000 children between now and February, April of next year may need to be treated for acute malnutrition.
It's not that the food isn't there. In Ambuvombe's market, you wouldn't think times are hard, but these goods are mostly imported into the region, and spiraling prices push them well out of reach of the poor. Hundreds of thousands across Madagascar depend on outside support from the likes of WaterAid and the World Food Programme. Here, the government is delivering fertiliser and seeds to farmers, and they need all the help they can get. But if there's no rain, no amount of fertiliser will help.
Our soil is fertile, but when there's no rain, things like this cassava die. I think in the future, it will be a desert here. I think the next generation will have nothing. They will die.
Now, the UN called the famine here back in 2021 the first famine caused in the world solely by climate change. But a lot of people disagree with that. They say it's down to poor governance and to poverty. The truth, I think, it's a combination of all three. Climate change that's wreaking havoc around the world, causing devastation here in Madagascar. Poverty, 90% of Madagascans live in poverty, and poor governance inside and outside the country.
For the people, though, it's all irrelevant. For them, these times are simply known as kere, the hunger. Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, Iran.